back to our channel, and on this episode we'll be leaning away from our usual topic of how microwaves will take over the planet in 2027. Today we'll be talking about the California wildfires, and joining us will be Juan Silva, and I'm yours truly, the only, the most gorgeous host, Eric Morfini. And this is Frosted Fish Flakes.
California wildfires have incinerated over 2.9 million acres of California territory in the past 2 years, according to Forbes magazine. Man, now that's some damage. This fire has destroyed more than 500 structures and has killed about 131 people. Now let me put 500 structures in perspective for y'all. 500 structures is like maybe 10 miles, 10 or 11 miles in New York City. Man, now that's a lot. Yeah, I just said that right now. All right, wildfires spread in the same way as plants spread seeds. The hot air and smoke rises rapidly, creating strong winds. The same winds created by the fire pushes the fire along the ground, creating a cycle of uncontrollable fire.
Uncontrolled wildfires, such as that of California, move at a stunning speed, causing people in the area to rush out and evacuate, leaving California vacant. The fires also left behind destruction of ecosystems, with many wildfires getting caught and in the fire and being incinerated alive.
What? I like birds.
Many of the locals in the area have their own terrifying experiences with the fire. Today we brought in Jared Zoa Cyril of Los Angeles, California. He faced the Woolsey Fire of November 8, 2018, and will be filling us in on what went through his head.
Here we have the victim from the tragic event, Jared Cyril. Jared, please tell us about your experience.
What's happening, slime?
Can you please share your experience with us?
It's f***ing hot out here.
All right, get this boy out of here. Sorry about that, guys. Get him out. All right, we're sorry about that, guys.
Okay, moving on now. There are, however, some pros to a wildfire. One of these being that the dead plants and animals decompose and work as a natural fertilizer for the soil, as it enriches the soil with nutrients and makes it fertile. This all leads up to secondary succession. Secondary succession is a process started by an event that reduces an already established ecosystem to a smaller population of species.
Okay, I got it from here. Be quiet. It occurs on pre-existing soil, whereas primary occurs in a place lacking soil. The wildfire in California is a good example of succession, for it has to rebuild its ecosystem from the ground up. As all the wildfire around, it has been burned to ashes, forming deeper, more nutritious soil. All it takes for succession to happen is one plant to form and the whole ecosystem can be rebuilt.
Alright, that's it from Frosted Fish Flakes. Thank you for tuning into this episode. And next time, remember, kids, don't play a fire or you'll burn half the country.
Yeah!